Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
In the New York Times, there was a piece the other day that reminded me of something Steve Alexander noted when our Wintrust business lunch, when he said that Fred Franzia had passed away. And there's Eric Asimov, the wine expert and author, writing that he died September 13th at the age of 79, having sold more than 2 billion bottles of Charles Schwab, the company said. Mr. Franzia's death is an opportunity, he wrote, to consider the meaning of two-buck chuck. And later in his piece, he says, two-buck chuck, remember the $2 bottle of wine you used to be able to get at Trader Joe's, did not damage American white wine culture. But Mr. Franzia relentlessly told American wine drinkers that no wine could possibly be worth more than $10. Elites, he argued, were trying to brainwash people with their talk about terroir and nuances. You tell me why someone's bottle is worth $80 and mine is worth $2, he said in an interview in The New Yorker. Do you get 40 times the pleasure from it? Eric, welcome to WGN in Chicago. It was a nice article and well written.
Thank you, John. Happy to be here.
Answer that question. Well, is an $80 bottle of wine better than by 40 times a $2 bottle?
Depends who's drinking it, and it depends what you value. I would say to most people, no, it's not. But to people who care a lot about wine, certain bottles that are expensive are in fact still great values because of what they have to offer. And these people value them. So I think it's a mistake, and it's divisive to simply dismiss these people out of hand.
It's almost fun, or at least became fun for a while there, to maybe when Sideways came out or something like that, mock people who seem to really appreciate wine. You wonder if they're fooling themselves, or do they really have that sense? Can they really appreciate a more expensive wine, you know?
Well, I think wine has always been a subject for mockery. People who like wine sort of epitomize snobbishness. If you remember the old TV show Frasier, they had both the Frasier brothers were wine lovers, and they were sort of the epitome of snobs. It was very funny. But a lot of this comes out of ignorance. A lot of people don't understand wine. They kind of associate it with intellectualism and something vaguely European. And so, you know, what you fear, you make fun of.
Fear you make fun of. What are you fearing there?
Well, I think that there's always been a strain of anti-intellectualism in the U.S. People have written books about it, documenting it, and wine is associated with intellectualism. And, you know, you could probably draw an analogy to the political situation today where people fear the teaching of history in school. They fear all sorts of things that differ from what they want to believe. And you could probably put wine in that category. Mm-hmm. Now, that's getting a little bit out there. I mean, we're talking about a guy who is hawking his product, and the best way to make a case for a $2 bottle of wine is to say, nothing else is worth more than $2. So are you going to buy their nonsense? Or are you going to pay $2 for this bottle?
It's an interesting way to put it, too. I was almost thinking that it's almost a kind of FOMO. If I don't understand or can't afford good wine, I'm going to denigrate more expensive wine, and then I'm not missing out at all. You wrote, "I have never accepted the position of bad wines as starter bottles. Sure, some wine drinkers don't want to spend a lot of money, but for $8 to $10, wine lovers have much better options, and $15 to $20 is like going from drab grays to a world of beautiful hues." I love that paragraph, but it made me wonder, what should I be drinking? Should's the wrong verb, but I mean, well, what would you recommend for $10, $12, $18?
You know, it's the difference between a manufactured product, which is what Two Buck Chuck was. It's a wine that's made in a factory, and a lot of different choices from around the world that are agricultural products, essentially. Grapes grown on family farms by people who have often owned that land for generations. It's part of a tradition, part of a culture, and it's like the food or music of people around the world. A wine is very expressive of a particular group of people and their culture, and that's what you get for a little bit more money. It's not for everybody, but you know, it depends on your priorities in life.
Well, when I go to the liquor store here, the grocery store, they have decent wine selections, it seems, even though there's a lot of similarity one to the other. But sometimes I'll buy a bottle of Bogle for $9.99 or Toasted Head for around $10. Would you share any other labels with us?
You know, it's hard to pick out very specific labels. But you know, for that amount of money, you're going to get a very straightforward bottle, and I'm familiar with Bogle, and it's a decent wine. You know, you can't go wrong there. But for a little bit more money, you are likely to get a little bit more complexity, a little bit more expression of the place where it was grown. Marietta Cellars from California is a good wine of about the same price, and it just offers a little bit more, I think.
What about, let's put it this way. I'm running out of time, Eric, and I'm going to get your book, and I'm going to call you another day, but maybe you would give me a price range. That is, $9 is pretty straightforward and suitable, and I'm not going to spend $50, but I wonder what the sweet spot price-wise would be to introduce myself to this.
I've been writing for the last 10 years or so that the $15 to $20 range is full of wonderful values. And, you know, this is the thing about wine. You can spend $100 for a bottle, and it won't be a good wine. You know, every price point is going to have a range of choices.
Right.
But in the $15 to $20 range, you can get some great wines.
I'll leave it at that and call you another day. It's a really neat piece. It needs the wrong word again. Two Buck Chuck, Wine of the People, or Cultural Wedge by Eric Asimov in the New York Times. Nice to talk to you today, Eric. Thanks for your thoughts.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.